And what's going on is we're going to give you a look ahead to what's going to be important news stories this week. And joining us, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, and Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Todd, let's begin with, of course, the Supreme Court, where you are down there in D.C. I'm told that there are long lines of people camped outside the Supreme Court trying to get in. Here's one would-be spectator who spoke to the AP.
On any day, watching the Supreme Court is pretty cool. Watching a case that will have such an impact on the country is that much more interesting.
So is all of D.C. watching the Supreme Court today?
Absolutely. It's the only show in town. There are other interesting things going on, but the Supreme Court is the only one that's going to garner the big-time attention. Lining up, Celeste, they've been lining up since before the weekend, which was kind of lousy for a lot of the liner-uppers and paid line sitters. By the way, they exist. People paid to sit online so that when somebody else from a law firm or Lord knows where comes to show up, they take their place in line and go in. There are people who get paid to do that. And it was rainy all weekend in Washington.
Cold.
So cold. So line sitters out there. The interesting thing about the case today, just from the way Washington is watching it, is the politics of it. What they're arguing today in Health and Human Services versus Florida could actually cause the court to punt on the issue for another couple years. We won't get a ruling until June at the earliest, of course. But the Monday arguments, the interesting thing about them is that the argument there is on the individual mandate and the fines if you don't buy insurance. There's a law from 1867 that says if you haven't been affected by that fine or by that tax, you have no standing to sue. And since the individual mandate won't be in effect till 2014, what the court could say today when they rule on this in June could sort of negate everything. We're not going to rule on the individual mandate and the fines until somebody's actually affected. Get back to us in 2014. That's what I think is the most interesting thing about today's arguments is all those people line up outside the court this morning.
And we'll continue to talk about this throughout this week. You can hear a more in-depth discussion of that law Todd's talking about at our website with an interview with Jeffrey Rosen. But let's talk about something else this week, Charlie, because we're supposed to get some more housing numbers. The National Association of Realtors will give us their pending home sale index today. What are we expecting from that? And how is the overall housing picture looking?
Well, the big report is the one you just mentioned, as well as tomorrow we'll get the Case-Shiller report,
right,
which looks at housing over
home prices
over sort of a three-month average. And that's really sort of a benchmark that people look at. We got a lot of reports last week, which is showing that things are looking better, but it's still a bit of a mixed picture. And one of the things you're expected, or I'm expecting, or really you're hearing a lot in the business press and may start percolating up to a bigger conversation is what to do about the regulator for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Ed DeMarco is the regulator who runs the Federal Housing Finance Administration that oversees these two giant mortgage financers. There's a lot of calls for him to allow or to approve these the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to do principal reductions. This would mean people who owe too much on their home to be able to
underwater, so to speak, right?
That they would be able to actually see the value of their mortgage be reduced downward so they could actually make the payments on their home. They don't get foreclosed on. They feel invested in the property and don't leave it. There's a lot of arguments for doing this, that it would help the housing market, that you'd see a reduction in foreclosures. But there's also some arguments against it that could this lead to a second bailout of banks? If you have a second loan on your home, if you have a home equity loan, would that be wiped out? Would that be saved? Would the banks, be able
right.
to get their
it gets
money that way?
Pretty complicated when you get into individual mortgages.
It gets complicated, and remember this question about what to do about individuals and their homes is sort of what led to the creation of the Tea Party. This sense of some people getting your next door neighbor getting help, but you not getting help, fueled a lot of the anger there. So we're hearing a lot more calls that something should be done there, but whether or not that actually happens is what we're really waiting to see.
Well, we're also going to wait and see on the transportation bill. It's funny how many times we've had these things that have kind of passed pretty easily in the past, like the debt ceiling, for example.
And have strong deadlines.
And then we come up and say, hey, I wonder if this will actually expire before Congress can agree. And that's true of the current transportation bill, which expires this week.
And, there's two versions that are out there. There's a Senate version for about 2 years that would fund about $100 billion. And then there's a House version, which would be a five-year plan. But they can't seem to come to agreement. It looks like they might have you've heard these before, these continuing resolutions, basically a 90-day plan to keep funding going. But the big question there, of course, is that what is the role of the federal government when it comes to paying for roads and bridges and highways? It's really been a large part, and we're sort of seeing this tectonic shifts in terms of who's going to pay for these things being built.
And
Celeste, can I just add to that real quickly, just on the transportation bill? There is no five-year version. It has never actually gotten on the floor, and it won't. Republicans have tried to work on one. They are going to vote on a 90-day extension in the House today. It will be up to the Senate whether they take that temporary extension or put the screws on the House. The truth is nobody wants to have a shutdown like the FAA one over the summer. The Senate is making noises that they probably do take that 90-day extension, maybe a shorter one, maybe a 45-day one, and then argue it out a little bit after Easter.
And this is important because these are jobs. I mean, these are actual jobs, people building roads and bridges. And if the money runs out, then you really see a reduction in that. And these are also a lot of safety issues. It's infrastructure, those sorts of problems.
All right. Well, let's move on. And to bring you a little bit of campaign oddity, courtesy of Rick Santorum, the Republican presidential candidate, who not only called Mitt Romney over the weekend the worst possible Republican to face Obama, but he's got a new ad out. And just take a listen here, Todd.
Welcome to a place where one president's failed policies really hit home. Welcome to Obamaville. More than a town, a cautionary tale. Coming soon to RickSantorum.com.
I gotta wonder, Todd, what is the reaction on Capitol Hill to sort of the tactics, the campaign ads and campaign rhetoric?
I don't know anyone who's heard that one. I'll tell you who gets my vote is the voiceover artist for that one. Yeah, I think that's who's getting my vote. Look, Obamaville is a new one. Obamacare is an interesting one, which Republicans have co-opted, as you know, for ages. But Democrats have been trying to reclaim it. The Affordable Care Act is in the Supreme Court. Democrats are now selling I Love Obamacare t-shirts. So there you go, reclaiming that issue too.
All right.
Todd is selling them at the line at the Supreme Court. It's sort of like the Hunger Games, but for Supreme Court.
But for nerds.
Right.
Well, wait a second.
For healthcare.
Wait a second. Which one is for nerds? Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent, and Charlie Herman is business and economics editor for The Takeaway. So I take it neither of you has seen The Hunger Games?
I saw it.
Okay. So
not yet.
Didn't stand in line.
I did not stand in line. Thanks. That's your agenda.
Charlie got the t-shirt.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.